Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona just praying. Sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sister that's listening today for her, just her heart to be transformed, to just have a heart and a mind to just obey you every day and just do everything that you want and understand that's the only way that she's going to have any real security and safety and just peace on that day. As well, these prayers you bless in Jesus' name. Amen. This is, we're going through Isaiah 33 and also the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, but I'm just taking a moment just to go over some other things here. This is Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 16. This is Jesus. It says, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." I just want to take a moment, because the previous podcast, just talking about just having that day on the forefront of your mind every day. You know, this place is really deceptive. And you have to remember, God is all powerful. He can require anybody's life of them at any given point. You can go through your days just assuming you have a lot of time, or that someone that the Lord is sending you to has a lot of time. Okay. And be in a place of deception. You want to walk in the Spirit. Okay. Of course, but you don't want to be in a place of disobedience. Okay. Thinking that you have an endless amount of time to do or repent or get things the way that the Lord should have them, wants them from you. Okay. You don't know, you know, the carnal mind is just so proud to where it thinks that it can just continue on forever, and that, you know, but it doesn't work that way. You know, you read that scripture and, you know, the Lord says, you know, I'm going to take you tonight, and that can happen. He's God, okay? He can end anybody's life at any time he wants to, okay? I just want you to think about that, and remember that, okay? The only way for him, for you to be in a place of peace, okay, is that when that time comes, because you don't know exactly when it will be for you or for others, okay? Unless you have a very, you know, solid gift of prophecy, but most people don't. Okay. You don't know. Okay. And the only way for you to have real comfort in your heart is just to obey him every day. That's it. You may not, you know, do it perfectly. You know what I mean? It may take you a minute, because sometimes, you know, these works of the Lord, they do take time, but the only way for you to be really settled, okay, when that time comes, is just to be in a place of daily obedience. Okay. It's just every day waking up. What do you want me to do today, Lord? Okay. And then do it, you know, and if you fall short that day, just try your best the next time, you know, it's just little kids songs. It's little by little, bit by bit, by the yard, it's hard, but an inch, what a cinch, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes you don't get it right, you know, but you just keep trying and you keep believing and you keep pursuing, you know. But in your heart, you know that you're doing, that your whole life has been given to him, and that you're just obedient every day. Okay. That way, when that time comes, okay, and you don't know when it is, and you don't know when it is for anybody else, okay, you know that you did what you were supposed to do. You don't want to get that phone call that somebody's going, okay, or that they're gone. All right. And have that trouble in your spirit. Did I do what I was supposed to do? You want to know you did what you're supposed to do. Okay. You want to know that if he said, go do this, you did it. If he said, say this, you did it. You said it. Okay. If he says, tell him this, you told him. Okay. Give him this, you gave it. Okay. You want that peace in your heart every day. Okay. And the only way to have it is to wake up and just take commands. What do you want me to do today, Lord? Okay. And then go and do it. That's it. Okay. And then on that day, you won't know everything. You won't understand God's big plans, but you'll know you did what he said every day. And that's all you got. And that's all you can do. And you'll have peace. Okay. Just be obedient every day. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a heart and a mind to just give everything, her whole life to you, not to hold on to her life, but to completely lay it down and to serve you and your kingdom with everything she has, with her whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. That's all these words you in Jesus' name, amen.